This is Jackie.
And this is Heather.
And welcome to
Millennial Mom Chatter, your go-to podcast for candid conversations and fresh perspectives.
We're just two millennial moms navigating life one hilarious audio message at a time. Join us for laughs, adventures, and real talk. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Millennial Mom Chatter. We're super excited to have you back. Before we get started and jump into today's chat, we just wanted to encourage you to please like, comment, and subscribe. Just go ahead and share this podcast with all of your friends and family. If you enjoy it, we would really greatly appreciate it. Yes, so just because we have Valentine's Day coming up, we thought it'd be super fun to mix things up and bring a special guest here for you guys. So without further ado, we have a husband, a father, a firefighter, a really funny friend. We have Heather's husband, Alvaro, special guest joining us today. So Alvaro, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to join us.
I had to clear my calendar for you guys, but
they better make it happen.
And by the way, you left out millennial dad as well.
Oh yeah, so. You are a millennial. That's true. I forgot to mention that. That's absolutely
right. I made the cut. Don't let the hairline fool you. I made the cut.
But before we jump into today's conversation, I actually just wanted to ask you, are there any like hot takes or urban legends or myths that you can debunk for us about being a firefighter?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Jackie. By the way, I was expecting Joe Rogan on the screen, but you know.
Sorry to disappoint.
I guess whatever it takes to get me on the podcast, right? I'm like, hey, that's Jackie. What's going on here? And I do love what you guys have done with the studio here. It's amazing. Looks just like my dining room table.
We wanted to make it feel like home.
No, yeah. I feel just like I'm at home. This is great.
Our setup is, what did he say?
I forgot what it was.
It was a compliment.
No, it was your budget. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Proud of you guys. Anyways, so yes, urban legends. Fire, this is related to Valentine's Day. So I'm going to make it a little spicy. Urban legend is that all firefighters are cheaters, and that is false.
Okay.
Most firefighters are cheaters.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. So, of course not. It's not true. Some good guys, right?
No, there's some good guys.
Vouch for me.
Some good ones. There's one. There's one good one.
Yeah. I just think
she knows at least one, right?
Yeah.
You're going to make this conversation spiral, but I think that in the day and time we live in, I don't think there's a difference of cheating amongst careers. I think people of all careers do it at this point. Like, I think it's unfortunately a common thing amongst like society in general. I don't think it's like more in one career than another.
Maybe just the stereotype back in the day.
I think so.
Yeah, like TV glamorized the idea of like a hot firefighter having side chicks. Like,
no, that definitely happens, but I think that happens in every career, if that makes any sense. I don't know if there's any more or less per se.
I could see that.
I want your listeners to get to know me a little better, all four of them. So I like when I mean. Oh, sorry.
That's why you have shots that's fired.
It's a joke. Listen, this is just getting your listeners to encourage them to like and subscribe, listen. Whatever gets me into early retirement, guys, come on, please.
Thank you, Alvaro.
Look at the hairline. Look at the hairline. I need to retire. All right. So I like to play a game called Two Truths and a Lie.
Oh, no.
That's a good one.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And then, and then your listeners could try to guess what the lie is, what the truths or lies. All right. So, I don't have social media. I was in the September 2011 firefighter calendar. Third one is I love reading romance novels. My favorite type of books to read.
I like that you picked like February Valentine's Day related. All right. So you just heard Alvaro's Two Truths and a Lie. Be sure to drop it in the comments on Instagram and TikTok and let us know.
What do you think?
What do you think his Two Truths and a Lie are? So we'll just have to tune back in. It's Valentine's Day of 2026 to find out
what the lie is. Right?
Yeah, go ahead and tell us. Yeah.
Clearly, I was never in the calendar. I mean, thank you for giving me crap.
Yeah, I was like, these all could be truths.
I do not have social media, so this is weird me being here. I've never been in the calendar, and I do love reading romance novels.
He does. when I met him, he had read, like, he had read every Nicholas Sparks book.
That's cute. I like that. But there's some good books, though. And especially, like, we know the romance category. There's tons of awesome books out there.
Colleen Hoover.
Yeah.
It Ends With Us.
Oh, Joining the Drama.
That's getting spicy.
Yeah, it is. It's going to turn into its own TV show and movie all by itself. Like,
all I got to say is two people are losing their career over this. And it's not Justin.
Yep. Agreed.
I think so, too. I want it to be, like, streamed like Amber Heard.
Oh, yeah.
But let's see. Let all the truth come on, and then we could see where we go. But so far from what's been revealed,
it's not looking good.
No.
It's looking good. Anyways, back to Valentine's Day talk.
You know, these poor ladies came here with an agenda, and I'm just diverting them from their agenda. That's what
it's
I do
okay.
best, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah, that's I can why see Jackie's eyes like,
that's why Jackie's we invited like, you, because this is fun
I gotta
chat.
Go teach yoga in 40 minutes, so, you know, we could just stick to a script over here.
No, we were going, since this is Valentine's Day coming
yes.
up.
Yes, it is.
We'll chat
it
Valentine's is. Day.
What do you got for me?
Is Valentine's Day for, like, new couples?
Oh,
or is 100%. It only, or is it for, like, seasoned couples
no.
too?
No. Well, personally, if you want to do a deep dive in my mind, I think it's just propaganda. I feel that Valentine's Day, just like Father's Day, Mother's Day, all that good stuff should be 365 year round. You should definitely appreciate your loved ones because you never know where they're going to be gone. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely for new couples with the balloon and the flowers and the chocolate and the car.
I don't think we ever did new couple Valentine's Day.
Well, you and I are a little different. So I don't know if your listeners know this, and I don't think they do. Maybe because I've listened to all your podcasts, except this one, because I hate hearing my voice. So I would not listen to
That's
this
so
one.
That's so funny.
I'm already bursting
relatable
your bubble, you're gonna
he's gonna listen, he's gonna be intrigued to see how it came out.
No,
I'm gonna be sure to edit this podcast right in front of him
So he has to listen to it over and over again.
All right, so I don't know if your listeners know this, so Heather and I, we met, we dated, we were engaged, and we had a kid all within 1 year.
No, we didn't meet. No.
All right, so we dated, we got a kid.
Within 2 years.
Within 2 years.
We didn't have a kid. We got
year
just
and
got
a
pregnant.
Half. Year and a half. So yeah, we are your atypical couple. So we skipped all the little dating balloon stuff and just went.
Yeah, pretty much. Because we knew.
Yep.
But it's okay, because like you guys are also a success story to that too. That it's not a requirement to have all of that fluff in the early stages of relationship, because you guys are proof that you didn't need the balloons and the roses, and you guys are still long-term happily married.
Yes.
Yeah. About to celebrate 14th year wedding anniversary. Like
14th or 13th?
13th. Oh, 13th. Yeah, my 13th. Bad.
Advice for your millennial mom or the millennial dating women. Yeah, if the guy hasn't proposed to you, it's been quite a time to have some awkward conversation. Just saying. Just saying. And I might, one guy might slash my tires today, but we're here to talk about truth.
Right? Yeah, that's millennial mom chatter, all about spilling the truth.
Jackie and I have had that conversation that we're like, how long do you stick around?
Yeah. Before you kick him to the curb for non-commitment.
For me, it's not that long.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. You know, I had a lease program, so if my exes are listening, I'm sorry. It's okay. I know you forgive me. But yeah, I had a lease program. If after 2 years, I didn't see a future, time to trade in and get the new one.
Yeah. I would say that's a reasonable amount of time, though.
Like, I would say, yeah, if I don't see an engagement, like, right on the horizon of 2 years, I'm out.
That's a long time to, like, commit to somebody. And, like,
no, if you don't know I'm the one.
Energy, like, that's a lot to, like, not be your forever person. So I get that.
Yeah.
That's fair.
If you don't know I'm the one within 2 years, then I'm probably not the one.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Because I think when you are the one, I feel like you know.
Yes. Agreed.
Like very early on.
Yeah.
And it's not so much a millennial thing, but, you know, I'm like turning to be the old guy at work, a little soul crushing. But this new generation, what generation are we by? I don't know. The early 20s.
Gen Z's
early
20s. Yeah.
So Gen Z's, I feel like, I don't know, they're just not into marriage. Weird for me, and it's mutual. It's like both men and women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is all new to me, and I'm like, I want to get married, but
But they'll have the five kids with the person.
Yeah, but they live together. They share back. I'm like, bro, you know you're married, right? No, we're not married.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
No, we talked about that in an early episode. You're married. Like, it's actually a thing. So it's not just our perception where we're being like opinionated millennials. Like, it's in fact a study and percentage of the younger generation just refuses to have that title. So it's a thing, and it's weird. Like, to like look at, like, you know, because they're doing all the other things. They're committing to each other.
Right.
They're getting
mortgages. Committing to children.
Yeah.
Yes, that's like, a big commitment.
That's to me bigger than like.
That's a lifelock.
You know, getting married. Because technically, not that I agree with divorce per se, obviously in some situations, but you can get divorced. Like, you can't just like get rid of your kid.
Yeah.
Like, you're committing to like forever be in their life.
Oh, we can't? I'm kidding. We have three wonderful children. They're amazing and beyond blessed. They have their moments, but overall, they're great kids.
Yeah, they're good.
And so are yours.
Thank you. Yeah, we have.
I definitely awesome want to group be that annoying uncle that wanted to see me. He's like, oh, I'm gonna punch his throat one day.
They already feel that way.
Yeah, I want to push him to that. You know?
Yeah.
Like when you're like, my boy Lee.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but that's right, a sense of comfortability, though. That's like where it should be, where they would feel comfortable enough to punch you for calling them an annoying nickname. For sure. That's where we should be.
One day they're going to win because stuff's the city here. I'm like, oh, my back's hurting. Who bought these chairs, bro?
Listen, we have a lot to do together as a family.
Yeah, absolutely.
As families, sorry.
Yeah. The family that we've chosen, friends.
Yes. We have a lot of vacations and a retirement's going to be lit.
Yeah.
I hope so.
We're going to pop off when we're in our 40s.
We need you guys to like and subscribe. We need you guys to like and subscribe.
To help us get to our goals.
A little subtle plug there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because Jackie and I have goals of doing our 40-night cruises. Yeah.
What about me?
Yeah, with
me and Tony.
Yeah, you guys are invited.
You're invited.
Oh, thanks.
It's fine.
Sure, we are.
Yeah. We got to go to Antarctica and do like a polar plunge.
So, circling back around, here's another one for you, Alvaro. Should men plan Valentine's Day dates, or is it at the responsibility of both parties involved?
I think definitely the men should take that role and treat their women as queen. As rightfully so.
Okay.
And especially for the millennial moms. The millennial moms, you do not get enough credit, whether married or single. But extra shout out to the single moms out there. I grew up with a single mom, so no struggle. And you guys do enough thinking, enough planning that I think for one day out of the year, leave it to us.
Okay.
Wow. May not go perfect, but you know.
Wow, Heather, you got yourself a good one here. Look, I did not expect that. I think it should be.
Guess who made plans for this Saturday?
Oh.
This guy did.
Snaps.
I bet he didn't. I bet he didn't plan the babysitting either.
Well, now you're asking for too much. Got to think of everything.
Yeah.
I think it's a responsibility of both parties just because we should have the romance come from both sides, right? Like it's a relationship, whether you're married or just a newly dating couple, it takes two to tango. Like the effort should be reciprocated from both sides just to like, it takes work. Relationships take work, you know, the communication, all of it. So I think like not only the boring parts of a relationship, but the like creating cute date nights and going on Valentine's Day dates should be both parties.
I think it also depends on what the couple's like love languages are. So if their love language is buying gifts and stuff or like doing things for them, then I think that if that's the girl's love language, then she might be the one that plans it more.
Oh yeah.
Whereas if that's the guy's love language, then the guy might plan it more. I think it has to do with what your love language is.
Yeah, that's
mine
good.
Is not gifts.
Alvaro, do you happen to know your love language?
Yes, I do. Well, what are like giving? What are like receiving?
Oh, both. His are different. Yeah. Mine are the same.
Oh, interesting. Okay, for both receiving and giving, Heather, you said yours are the same.
Okay. I like to give gifts.
Yeah,
I'm a giver. Valentine's Day. Got to throw it out there. And receiving is definitely affection.
Okay. So is that words and physical?
That's accurate?
Because isn't that, there's two different ones, isn't there? Like
words there's words of affirmation. No,
you usually are like two.
Okay. No, definitely I like touching.
Yeah.
I like being scrunched, pampered to. I grew up with a single mom. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's understandable. Sorry, I could see that.
I like being in a Hispanic mom out of all things.
Yeah. Like, so culturally, that's going to be a thing as well. Like, you just grew up that way.
I'm going to go with a yes on that. By the way, for your listeners, I'm from Nicaragua. That is not a country in Mexico. It's like, I always tell people, you're from Nicaragua. Okay, well, part of Mexico is that. Like, hey, the south part. Country in Central America. And technically, Central America is not a continent. So like I tell Heather, listen, we're both North American.
We are both in North America.
We're both North America.
Because for some reason, people think Central America is a continent. A continent. Yeah.
Look, our listeners are getting geography as well. This is great. Like, look what Alvaro's bringing to the
with
podcast.
Me, you get everything with me. Yes, yes. Oh, and from what I understand, I am breaking a record today. I am officially the first male guest in the Millennial Mom Chatter.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. You are absolutely breaking
and you're really sidetracking all of us.
I do not have a PhD.
No, but this is like fun chat, so it's okay.
All right. So
wait, what's your love language is
I know what yours
is affection and quality time, but that's for receiving and giving. I don't change. Like that's what I like.
I struggle with it.
Yeah, I'm like quality time for sure. As far as like, I do like receiving gifts, but I think I prefer quality time in this chapter of my life. I think
you like receiving acts of service.
Too. Yes, I do. Because as being a mom,
like if Tony's like, I clean the whole house, and you're like, wow.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. Just because it's like you know how it is, like being a stay at home mom, like we're doing all of the things, like we're doing the chores and everything like that. So like if someone steps in to help out with that, that's huge because that's giving me that free time. And then you just feel like a person again outside of being a housemaid. So that's kind of like where I'm at in this chapter. And I imagine it could change. Like I think if I got like a really big girl job and I had my own bank account, maybe my new like love language would be giving gifts or giving, you know, vacations or something. I just don't have that. So all I can give is quality time and acts of service and what is it? Words of affirmation and physical touch. That's all I got. I'm poor.
I know. Well, we're going to win the lottery one.
We're working on it.
We're working on it.
Wouldn't play the lottery.
I know.
I know. We're like, we haven't bought any scratch offs or lottery tickets, but we're like, we're working on it.
We had
we're just like manifesting.
We had a whole conversation what we would do if we had $500 million.
I think it was in your previous podcast, right?
Did
yeah, I it was. So. It was in the last podcast episode. Yeah,
I can't.
And we talked about Alvaro.
I'm one of your six listeners.
Yeah, this is the problem. Is obviously me and Jackie are friends outside and talk, and so. We really don't remember what we've talked about outside the podcast versus in the podcast. Yeah. Like, because we are still talking to each other.
Yeah. Like, so we catch up on life plus talk about intentional things.
Yeah. And so it gets, like, very blurred of, like, did we talk about the podcast or do we just talk about that in real life?
This is, like, severance or something?
Yeah, no, this is our innies and then we have our outies.
Like, wow. Yes, that's what we're going to describe. Did we talk about our innies? Yeah.
That's actually
what are they called though? It's not innies and outies, is it? They're called
innies,
something.
No, innies and outies.
It's called that's what it was.
It's like an umbilical cord.
Listen, Jackie's holding on to severance. She thinks that it's gonna get good, and it's a struggle for me right now.
I'm hoping because that last episode was kind of like poof.
Yeah.
Like, oh wow. Like,
yeah. Like,
what is going on?
They don't reel it in quick for sure.
Yeah, I'm like, do I need a PhD to watch this? Yeah. I'm like, what is going on?
PhD in psychology and sociology just to understand this show. Yeah, but I'm hoping they circle back around. Yeah. We've got what, like five or six more episodes? Maybe? We're mid-February.
I don't have much hope. I'm like Jason. Jason texted me. He's like, this is giving me Lost vibes. Like, we're just going to like be so disappointed.
Oh, shout out to Jason.
Yeah, Jason.
What up, Jason?
Officially gave up.
Oh, he's not going to watch it next week.
Nope. He's like, I'm going to wait to hear what you and Ashley say.
Oh, so Ashley's going to watch it by herself?
Yeah, I guess so. And he'll watch it if she says, like, no, it came back together. Like, it's good.
All right.
But he's like, I'm not wasting my time.
Okay, listeners, if you guys are watching Severance, please let us know in the socials what you guys think. Is it going to circle back around and give us closure, or is it a lost cause? Are we bailing out on Severance? But they are giving us another season. So that's why I'm like, they have to give us a little bit of closure because they wouldn't promise us
Yeah, but that's what Lost did.
Yeah,
Lost was like 8 seasons.
Lost took our lives for years just to go.
It did.
She binged it, so it didn't take her years.
Oh.
Yeah, it took me a year.
It took me probably just like a few weeks of my life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like one of those, we watched it from the very beginning on live TV. So it took us like years to watch.
I don't remember.
So it was very disappointing after like, I don't know how many years it went on, but I want to say like 5 or 6.
It was a long one.
Yeah, and it felt like at the end, it was like the writers were basically like, it's up to your interpretation. And it's like, no, that's not what a show is. No. A show is you give us a storyline.
Yeah. That's why you writers get paid the big bucks.
Yes.
To feed us knowledge.
But I think they made money and they just kept going with the storyline and they didn't actually have closure after they like kept going on with crazy stuff. Yeah,
they're
probably
like, they got in too deep. We're like, oh man, this thing actually made it. Wow. Wouldn't think it was going to get past 3 seasons. And now they're like scrambling and
thinking they had extended. And then they were like, we got so far in the like hole. They're like, we'll just tell everyone to just guess on their own.
It's like, almost kind of like a Manifest. Remember Manifest?
Oh, the airplane one, right?
Yeah, the airplane one. Yeah.
I didn't finish that one either. That one was giving similar like Lost vibes.
I think we gave up on it.
Yeah. I know it was on Netflix and I was like, ooh, this looks good. And then I bailed. Like,
It was good. And then same thing. It's like, all right.
They spiral. Like they need to. That's why I like limited series. Because the second it says limited series, I know it's going to be a full story.
Yes.
And it's going to close.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be no second season. It's going to be just that. And you're going to get your answers.
Yeah.
And you're going to be done with it.
No, for sure.
I love
sure.
that.
Yes.
Because I know I'm not going to waste my time and like getting invested in the second, third season and then like giving up. And we don't even know what the end of the story.
Yeah, we're busy. We got 3 kids, man. We don't got no time for that. By the way, every time you see Heather look at her phone and she's still Googling the 2011 firefighter calendar.
No,
she's got really on this thing.
No, I get it now. I was like, I don't know why I was messing up the like no social media in my head.
Yeah, where you but thought I, that. Because you knew the truth. I so you like, it could have definitely been a lie. Yeah, for sure.
No, I don't have social media.
No, I know you don't have social media. I just was seeing it as like you do have social media. So I saw it as a lie.
Yeah.
Sorry, listeners. I'm that weird guy. I have social media. I know.
No, it's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
I think it's a great thing.
Yeah. Honestly, it's a good thing nowadays.
When I tell people that, no, the people think I'm weird. Like I tell that to people. Like, what do you mean you don't have social media? Yeah. And it's almost like I get that look like, how do you survive?
But you're not an antisocial person. You can rely on text message, phone calls, and meeting up with people. So you're not on social media because of that. So I feel like it works for you because
what happened?
Can you tell he's social?
But you know how some people say like, oh, I'm not on social media. And then it's like, oh, like maybe you're just not that type of person who enjoys that.
So,
whereas I feel like Alvaro's good at communicating with his friends and his people outside of that. So he doesn't need it. Like you text and call and hang out.
So
like,
I took taking a bunch of leadership courses for the fire department. And part of that was a personality test. So I figured it out and it made complete sense. Like I knew this about me, but until I took this test, I was like, oh, wow, that's true. I'm 50-50 introvert, extrovert.
Interesting.
So I think for me is like, I'm surrounded by firemen for 24 hours and we could be a lot. Imagine me times 100.
Yeah.
So like, so when I get home, it's like, I'm just like, exhausted of being social. Not that it's a bad thing, obviously I love people, but it's like it's nice to come home
and then he has to listen to me.
Yeah
And I'm like, I haven't spoken to an adult all day.
Yeah,
no, that's fine.
Same.
I'm a great listener.
No, he actually falls asleep
at night. Yeah.
I think we've talked about this in the podcast how I didn't realize what extrovert introvert like. When I say that, I did know what it meant, guys.
It was kind of like with the Indian.
But that you could be a both. Like what example of Alvaro, where it's he's a very social person when you have him in a, you know, a get together for a birthday party or something. But as a person, when he comes home, he can then settle down. Yeah. So if, like that, a lot of people don't realize that exists. They think you need to be full throttle extrovert where you're just all day, blah, blah, blah. And then the introverts who are just like, ooh, I'd rather just sit and listen and keep to myself. So like there is that like the yin and yang to that for sure.
Yeah, I think obviously it's like everything. Everyone's a certain percentage of so like,
right. So we're both.
Yeah.
It's just what percentage are you?
But I think that I am more an introvert for sure. I think that I can talk a lot and whatever, but I'm an introvert. Because somebody was like, it is how you refuel and how you recharge yourself. They're like, do you recharge yourself with other people or at home? And I'm like, at home. When I'm at like a party, I'm like, when can I go home? Yeah. He feels the same way.
So your guys' batteries recharge when you have that time to yourself to like come home and decompress. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That makes sense.
And that includes him. Like, I don't consider you like a person and that you're like, I need to literally be by myself.
Of course.
No, that's what I'm saying. I love a balance, you know. It's healthy to be social. And then it's also healthy to be by yourself, get to know yourself. You know? So it's a good, healthy balance. But fun fact, so I did have social media. Once upon a time, and this is the reason why I got out of social media. I wish it was spicy. Hell, they didn't catch me double tapping the wrong picture or anything. Not that that happens, but from what I hear,
you actually never had social media when I've been with you.
No, I did for a little bit. So this is when Heather was in nursing school. She did the part time program, and she used to go to school every Wednesday. And I had daddy daycare back when I had hair. So, anyways, so. Ryland must have been a year, year and a half, something like that, enough to be doing things, destroying toys and all that. And I remember just being in the couch and I was doing the typical endless scrolling. And then I just look over at him and he's playing by himself. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Your son's right there. Aww. Clearly, he's not talking to me, but like I could play with him. I could engage with him. I could figure out that the squared toy does not go in a circle. But, well, you know. I'm wasting time, so I'm like, you know, screw this. Like, I need to be present, and I just felt like social media is just a distraction. So I was like, bye, bye.
Now he scrolls YouTube.
So now I just do YouTube shorts.
So he actually has two lives.
You don't have to have a profile for that. So it's
he does. No, I don't have a profile for that. Sign is like, yes. Thank you, Jack.
Is YouTube social media?
Got my back. You got my back.
Hot take is social media. Is
true.
YouTube is a social media?
Back in the day, no, it wasn't, right? Like, we can all agree.
Yes, it is
like,
now.
But now it is because people have profiles, they have shorts, they scroll just like they would TikTok and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, social media, and not that you don't do this in YouTube, but for me, social media is, there has to be some type of, like, interaction where it's texting, verbal, and social media. Like, I just watch. Like,
I see that, yeah.
Comment on
you mean YouTube?
I mean, YouTube, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but people comment all the time. Maybe you don't. I don't comment on anything either.
On YouTube, yeah. So I guess I get what he's saying, though. Like, he's not having a relationship with any of these people. So he is strictly just for amusement to, like, scroll through
that's
the funny
even
videos.
Even worse.
But I feel like that's fine, though. I don't know if I would categorize that as, like, now Alvaro's back on social media just because he's scrolling through shorts on YouTube. Because there's no attachment there. Like, there's no connection with these people. Like, it's not like when we see, like, someone having
people.
A cute baby and it's like, oh my gosh, congratulations, like, to my friend, like, I've built a relationship with this person and I'm communicating with them.
No, so. I don't think it's per se social media, but if I scroll on social media, he'll be like, why do you waste time like that? And I'm like, bro, you do the same thing on YouTube. It's the same thing.
Well, yeah, I guess in that sense, yes, that's the
I
same.
I call it toilet material. Because for some reason, you know, our DNAs.
Typical men.
Yeah, like, I've been with, 13 years now, we've known each other, 14. Still have no idea when she goes number two in the bathroom because she's in and out. Whether she goes pee or poop, I have no idea.
I mean, that's not true. I tell you.
Yeah, but I don't want to know about it. Anyways.
But it's different.
If she didn't
so
tell
we're
me,
agreeing. There's
no
a
idea.
Difference. It's a standard for girls. Like, we can keep it this and then men can be okay with the pooping.
Yeah, you guys are dirty sexy. Like, you could be having massive diarrhea, stomach is hurting.
Like, he's like, oh my
belt
God.
Buckle won't unlatch because that happens at the
that
worst
doesn't
time.
Happen to us.
No.
It happens to me. They're fighting it like it. Anyways, so what do I do there? My, you know, toilet time? I watch YouTube short.
That's okay.
Which is either cars or drums, so it's kind of boring. So.
Oh, that's your algorithm. That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a algorithm because I just sign in as a guest or I don't have an account, so it's kind of cool. I just always get random videos.
Nice. I'm happy for you. Look. You have good content.
He's above us. He doesn't have social media.
No, I just feel like it's sad that I'm the weird one. I get that look like.
Okay. Yeah,
no, that
weird.
Is. No, I get what you're saying, though. We're like, you are the atypical person when you come to a group setting when it's like, okay, what's everyone's socials? And it's like, no, I don't have it. And
yes,
but you're right that
you
we all
watch this reel.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
but we all
reel?
Strive for that, right? Like, we all want to, like, be above the influence of like, oh, I want to be more intentional with my time. I don't want to sit and scroll on my phone, like doom scroll for an hour. Mm-hmm. Like there's people who get trapped and they stay on there for hours and then they're like, whoa, where'd mm-hmm. my time go? I didn't go walk my dog. I didn't go work out. I didn't spend time with the kids. Like, so we are, as a society, we can say, generally speaking, most of us are like, it's something we all wish we could step back from. Less screen time.
And to me is, you know, hopefully your listeners take my advice. Is, I hate to say it because, you know, funerals. Yes, I'm getting dark. I'm talking about funerals. It's always like, oh, my goodness, he's gone. I wish I had more time with him. And I'm like, well, instead of doing this, why don't you do this? You know, stop living life with regrets. If you're going down the rabbit hole of somebody's page, not an ex, of course, instead of like seeing their pictures of the baby showers and the vacations, oh man, you know, I haven't spoken to Jackie in a while. Hey girl, just thinking about you. Yeah. What up? I just saw you went on vacation. Tell me all about it.
That's good. Words of wisdom into. By Alvaro.
By the way, all this advice for your listeners is free of charge. Yes. Actually, no, I take it back. Yes, I'm going to charge you. Click and subscribe and we'll call it even. I got you. Early retirement, bro. I'm pushing for
he
this.
Wants to go on that cruise. Like,
yeah, I got two jobs, man.
Okay, so did you already say your hot take?
Wait, you still have more questions for me. Are we running out of time?
Oh, no, we have. No, it's fine. We do have one spicy question. Like, this is kind of like our hot take that we were trying to figure out. Where did we see this from? Did we see this on something?
No, I think it was me and you talking about our real lives.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know if we saw
this
it.
Was
like,
our,
as a
this was
thing.
Our Audis.
Yeah, our Audis. Well, I think also this is something that we see in like movies and stuff and like One Night Stand. So it does come from something. So we're not just making this up out of nowhere. But basically, when it comes to... What do we want to call this on here?
The act.
Wait, per, like,
what act are we talking about?
Exactly. So when they partake in the act.
Of romance? Yeah, the act. Let's go old school. Whoopee.
Okay. Out when on date night and they want to have whoopee, right? So are they, what's better? To just go, we're like hot in the moment. Do we just go back to the car? We're going to go do whoopee in the car? Or are we going to go home and like go have whoopee in the bed?
Like, and comfortably.
Yeah,
and
like, comfortably. So a lot of the times on TV and like, you know, you kind of see it where it's like people just have whoopee like on a desk, on a car. Like, is this what people desire or is this like heat of the moment? Or what do we really prefer as real people? Going back to the bed, like waiting 5 more minutes till we get home from the date or like whoopee wherever we are?
All right. So for the record, I don't care what you guys watch on TV, but bathroom whoopee is the worst. It's horrible. Those people are...
You mean shower.
Yeah. Shower. Yeah. The steam and, you know, holding. Yeah. I'm like, that's no way. Yeah. Like, she's sitting on a chair. We just can't see it. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
and then, in a movie.
Then, of course, you know, women like to shower at 1,000-degree water. Yeah. So I'm not going to be doing the whoopee in my back.
We're talking about out in public, like cars.
Okay, so that's good, though. Like,
saying,
so, yeah, shower
for the record.
Yeah.
No,
I think a lot of people could probably be like, "Yeah, that's
so."
That
so
out.
Especially I think, the shower is even closer to the bed, like now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I'm probably the worst person to ask, because you know, but I feel like if you're dating and you're young, and you're getting to know each other. Yeah, some of that heat is pretty cool, but now, Heather hates it because she wants us to christen my truck, and I tell her. No. I don't want to get, I'm like, bro, I don't want to get caught and it's embarrassing. Yeah.
You're not going
to get. I'm having the cop go in and I'm like, oh, what are you doing there? I'm like, you know, I was having the whoopee with my wife.
What's wrong with that?
So, you know, I'd rather go to dinner, let the food digest, and then.
Take your time.
Take the time, go to the, I like bedroom stuff, and. I don't know. I guess the crazy side, it's like maybe different places in the house.
Me and Jackie talked about this out our Audi self.
You care about this?
We think that basically it is for like young new couples that like don't have homes to go back to. Meaning like they have parents at home or like it's going to be like a one time thing and you don't want to bring them to your house and like commit to them spending the night or like, you know, it's it's like a young thing.
Yeah, that's all you're going to get. Yeah. Like, that's that whoopee in the back of the car. There is no, like, going back to a house or anything.
Because
like
I think that, like, when you are, see, even if you're a young couple and a brand new couple, say you're 24, right? If you have your own house and you're, like, a couple, meaning, like, you're not just, like, a one-time thing.
Oh, for sure.
They're going to still choose the bed over
take,
the
bed. Yeah. Take it back to the bedroom.
Yeah, like, they're not going to choose that.
Yeah.
But I feel like movies and TV, like, really make it out to be that it's just...
Especially from a man. That's why we were keen to see what you would say as well, coming from a man's perspective. Because a lot of the time it's always like, oh, the whoopee in the car is the hot one. But then it's like, don't both parties want the fun and comfort of the bedroom? So I feel like that's why we were like, ooh, we're interested.
You have more versatility there.
Yeah.
I think it's just stages. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think ours, well... Even not clearly, we know who the freak is. I think it's basically like you guys said, just you know, whatever stage you're in. So, but yeah, what else you got for me? That's it.
That's it. We got your hot take.
Yeah, let's jump into it, Alvaro. No, what do you got for us?
I cleared my calendar for 45 minutes. Oh, by the way, guess what I got today, Jackie?
What'd you get?
Your favorite leg day. I got leg day. Your favorite.
That is her favorite, actually.
It she is my favorite. She has to build the booty. It's a love-hate relationship for me with leg day. I love it, but I hate it a lot. So.
Me too. I'm the same
I'm happy you. For you that that's what you have thank on the you. Agenda for the day.
Yes. Thank you. Anyways, so my hot take. All right, so millennial dads, you're going to thank me for this because we're going to hear it from two millennial moms, and we're going to set the record straight. Since it's Valentine's Day, put it out there. Does size matter?
Oh, dang.
And what I mean by that, easy sickles, what I mean by that is, do you guys want the $80 flowers that used to be $10 two days ago to, you know, the size of the gift is what I'm talking about. So
nicely flowers, done, Alvaro. Nicely done.
Balloons, like, do you still want all that stuff? Or... you either say free reign, can you just get me this? And sure, cool. What are we into these days? What are we into?
I want you to get, if you're going to get me,
are
like,
book vacations and stuff.
Yes.
What are we doing?
Save that $80 and use it towards an experience, like dinner. If we need like a new outfit, like new food, like towards the excursion on the cruise, like much better.
Instead
than
of flowers,
bring
me and Jackie Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Like, be like, look, like, surprise. Yeah. Like, look what I brought you. Jackie would be like,
I literally would be like, oh my God, best day ever. You're the best. Buy me a Spirit $80 plane ticket to Miami. What?
Nah, like, Tony, she deserves more than Spirit.
Well, just because it would be the same price as a bouquet of roses. That's why I went with Spirit.
It's clearly safe to fly these days, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's dangerous nowadays. It's getting crazy.
But I just think, like the cost of flowers. For me, is just astronomical.
For them to die.
For them to die. Exactly. Like, I just love, I love
tangible
things.
You could get us, like, a perfume.
Yeah, perfume, clothing, shoes, like, something like food. I was going to say food is up there, too, even though food obviously disappears, too. But, like, I want something, not just flowers that are going to die. Back in the day, I will say, though, I'm a little bit of a hypocrite because back in the day when Tony and I did first start dating, he did get me flowers, and they came to my work, and I loved that. I think that's just something about courting a girl to impress her, like, in the very beginning. I will say I fell for it. And I was like, oh my God, $100 on flowers being delivered to my workplace.
And then you married him.
Yeah. And I'm like, don't do that ever again. Like, that's it. Like, you got me. Stop wasting your money on that. And it's over with. Like,
we're good.
Yeah. And this is not a trap. Perfect. Like, 100%. Ask your partner. Like, if she's into flowers, then keep getting her flowers. But, like, if they say they don't want the flowers or the wasteful gifts, then just find them something else.
Just listen.
Yeah. Just listen. Like, we're really not trying to trap you. Like,
yeah,
like, don't bring there the flowers. Like,
there you go, gentlemen. You heard it from millennial moms. Don't waste your money on flowers.
Okay, well, one more thing from you, Alvaro. What is a good gift for a guy?
I cleared my schedule for the next 2 hours, so you got me.
But what can we get men then? What's like a good idea for men then? So, are we coming in with tools? Do we get you guys Craftsman gift cards, or what is like a good way to get to a guy's heart? Do you want flowers and chocolates?
Maybe the chocolate, you know, especially if it's dark chocolate, you know, that's the, you know, mood, right? But no, I think the same as women. Yeah. Just know your partner. And yeah, absolutely. I would say
he's like no tools.
No tools.
I said that jokingly, just because I was trying to think of that's like masculine thing. It's always like the flowers for the girls, and then like a hammer
for some
the men.
Guys. I'm it might be tools. Yeah. It's not for you.
No, not for me. Yeah. Well, outdoor, I am pretty handy. So 2 days ago, before I left to work, I put a new toilet seat mm-hmm. on our toilet, and I put a new faucet in our sink. In a matter of 45 minutes,
nice,
before
handyman.
I left to go teach. Yeah, you see.
Yeah,
you see? And by the way, that does not turn on women, because you know what I got? It's like, all right, got to go to work now. All right, thanks, babe. No thank you. No hugs. Look at my man changing that faucet. No.
Because you're sweating.
I was. I found there, bro.
He's having to do like a bridge glute. Yeah. Like bridge.
Oh, yeah, to hold it. Sink. Yeah.
And so he came out and just.
Yeah. All right, make it cold in here, girl. I'm sweating. That's I'm busting my knuckles. I'm like, yeah, no, yeah, firefighter it is for me. I'd rather do that. So plumbers, God bless you. You deserve every penny you make.
Yes, shout out to the
not
plumbers.
For me. Yeah. I could do it. Not for me.
Yeah.
But what else? That's it. It's all. That's it.
Jackie has to get her hair did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the occasion, Jacqueline? What's
just,
the occasion?
Because I'm going. Yeah, life, and then I'm going on a trip later this month, so I want to be fresh.
She's going to Australia.
That's right. You're Australia.
Australia.
Trip.
Yeah. Oh, going to land down under.
I think you're down to 5 listeners and that one person.
Like
there.
People are like logging
is this,
out.
Is this girl coked out? What's going on?
Yeah, we got some edits to do on this episode. It's
no,
fine.
Wow.
Alvaro, thank you so much for joining us today and taking time out of your
it's
busy schedule
really
to come
is.
Chat with us. Like, we love being able to get a man's perspective on some of these conversation
Absolutely.
Pieces. So we really
Anything
do appreciate it.
You want to know?
It.
I'm an open book. Even if it means throwing my species under the bus.
I don't think you did. I think today you didn't do the men dirty. I feel like they could be proud to have you share those details with us.
So, gentlemen, if you have a queen at home, put a ring on it. Hold on tight to it. Wife them up. And thank you for having me here. I am truly proud of both of you. I was pleasantly surprised when... I discovered that you guys had a podcast.
We should get into that. We'll get into
that.
Yeah,
we'll
we
save
do
that
Tony.
For a future episode for sure.
A little heartbroken. Anyways, we'll save that for later. And yeah, God bless you both. You're both amazing wives, amazing moms, amazing human beings. And I'm super proud of you. So yeah, get Thank me to you. Early retirement, please. So listeners, these girls are the truth. I listen to every episode except this one because I don't want to hear my voice.
Fair.
And this is who they are. They're very transparent. They're it. What you hear is, or what you see now, because you guys are on YouTube, right? Yeah. So what you hear and what you see is them in natural life. So if you ever met them in person, this is who they are. So they're good. So keep listening. Can I do a plug? You know, is this my chance to plug
myself? Absolutely. Go for it.
Perfect. I don't have a plug, but it's for our daughter. She has a YouTube channel.
Oh, my God.
Listen, bro. Either you or her need to get me to retirement. So
working on it.
Yeah. So follow Color with Callie, and you'll love her videos.
It's
They're
very
super
cute.
Adorable. Yeah. So give her a follow too, and that's my plug. But yeah, thank you for having me.
Sounds good.
And, enjoy your hair day, and I gotta go wrestle with some leg workouts. So
yeah, have a good workout. Yeah.
Thank you for joining, and we will chat next week.
Bye.
Bye.